Hello, and welcome to another edition of Road Thoughts, the rantings and ravings of a relatively sane individual as he drives home from work. I'm your host, Twitchy Mac. You can find me on Twitter at Twitchy Mac, and that's the only place that I exist online in this personal persona. So, if you want to talk to me, that's where I am. Speaking of personas, guess what we're talking about today? Somebody posted online a post that I saw. It's another one of those Twitter posts that was like, okay, here you go. But it was talking about, you know, oh, sorry, I didn't realize I was talking to your persona. I thought I was talking to a person. And, you know, because I don't have personas. Which is bullshit. We all have personas. That's what a persona is. A persona is how we present ourselves. And we present ourselves differently to different people. Like, for instance, I'm going to work. Actually, I'm going to work right now. I'm not coming home from work because I have to go into work late tonight. And when I go to work, when I'm at work, I don't swear. I don't curse. I don't make inappropriate jokes. I don't, you know, talk about my sex life. I don't discuss things that aren't appropriate for work. And I mean, when I'm at home, I fart, I burp, I curse sometimes, I make really stupid jokes, I overshare, I discuss things with people that I probably shouldn't, I do all of the things that I can't do when I'm at work. Because I have a work persona. Everyone does. We all have a work persona. If you don't have a work persona, either you don't do a job where people actually talk to you, or you probably, or you're incredibly boring. I mean, or you don't have a job for very long. Like, you don't keep a job with other people where there's social interaction with other people without managing your persona. And you may not even do it consciously, but you do it. You don't, you know, you have a persona when you go to church, when you talk to your grandma, when you, you know, see your doctor. You have a persona that's different when you deal with other people. Now, there are some people that take that to an extreme, and either present a persona that isn't real and has nothing to do with them, or in some cases it's all an act and they just are doing it for their own enjoyment or whatever. But we all do this. We all put on masks. We don't communicate with other people without those masks. And I mean, for some of us, I don't know, for me, I can't communicate without a mask. I can't talk to people without having some level of interpretation. Because what's going on in my brain and what's going on, what you will understand, are not on the same plane. I don't think in words. I think in concepts and thoughts and processes. If you were in my brain and you have, you know, a thought process that involves words and, you know, strings of concepts, linguistic concepts or visual concepts, you were in my brain, it would look like a muddy fucking mess. And you wouldn't be able to understand any of it. Because I don't have the same structures that you do. So I put on a mask in order to translate my muddy, uncognitive cognition into something that you can understand. And that's just, I don't know if everyone does that or if it's just people like me, if this is a non-neurotypical thing, or if it's, you know, just people who have this particular kind of thought process or what, but among neurodivergents, sometimes what I'm talking about is called masking, which, hello, but it's generally looked down upon. But the thing is, you have to. If you don't mask, people don't understand you. And if people don't understand you, why the hell are you talking? Like, communication is a two-way street. Somebody has to be listening. And you have to be talking. If you're talking and nobody's listening, if you're talking and nobody understands you, you might as well just shut up. You know? There's no point in communicating if nobody understands it. So we all have masks. We all mask. Every human being on the planet masks. Every human being on the planet has a mask that they wear. The difference between a neurotypical person who's masking and a neurodivergent person who's masking is, quite commonly, a neurodivergent person who's masking has to mask all the time. And there is no unmasked time for them. You know, there is no mask that is them. Because without the mask, they can't communicate at all. Whereas a neurotypical person can incorporate a mask, incorporate a persona into their personality. That can be their base personality. And they can exist in a state where they feel unmasked. Even though reality is they're masked, they're just, that mask is built in, so to speak. And I don't know. I'm not neurotypical. I don't know how that is. I don't know how that works. Maybe it does. Maybe neurotypical people just always have the masks on, same as neurodivergent people. I am not a neurotypical person, so I can't speak to that. But I feel that a lot of people who aren't as introspective won't realize it. They'll think that they don't have a mask. And I say that because I've run into people who get upset when you talk about personas and your persona, without really thinking that they have a persona too. That everybody has personas. We all do. And I feel like what I'm trying to say here is that a persona is not a bad thing, and masking is not a bad thing, as long as you realize what you're doing and why, and that neurotypical people need to realize that they mask too. That it's not just a neurodivergent thing, it's a neurotypical thing as well. But the difference being that they can take their masks off. And it's okay. And I think if we can all understand what that means, then we can make a big difference in how we work and how we accommodate each other and how we deal with each other. We can make the world a much better place for everyone. That's all.